Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The idea that the Yankees have somehow shown you a fatal flaw. That the season's dead. That the team can't compete. That it's the same as 2020. The manager sucks. Like, it's just crazy. You people are crazy. Having said that, that was an ugly two games. And the Yankees absolutely have holes. And the Red Sox, leave it to the Red Sox, let's be fair. The Red Sox exposed them more than any other team has this year, even Baltimore. Baltimore just beat them. It didn't feel like leaving that series, it was anything other than Judge still wasn't hitting. What's going on with Judge? They didn't score enough runs. You know, Rodon was terrible. But hey, you got Baltimore beat you. That's what it felt like. It feels like leaving this Red Sox series, wow. Major issues with this Yankee team. And I admit, it does feel like that. Because having 9 stolen bases, if you haven't heard, a franchise record for a franchise that's been playing for 1,000 years, just broke their record for most stolen bases in a game against the Yankees last night with 9 stolen bases. Now, Duran and Hamilton are speedsters. They run pretty well. And Trevino, like I've been telling you for a long time, I've been saying it all year, he looks slow and tired defensively. He is not nearly the Platinum Glove winner from 2 years ago. And if you look at his numbers, he is throwing at like 72 miles per hour on average, which is horrendous for a catcher. His pop-up time is slow. When you take in all that to account, he is the worst catcher in baseball as far as throwing. Now, his numbers weren't terrible at throwing base runners out, miraculously enough, but he got embarrassed last night. And the Red Sox showed a glaring weakness that both he and Stroman have. And I think this might be the last time, especially against speedsters, as we'll do more of the preview of the series tomorrow night for a 5-hour midnight ride, as the Yankees will be off tomorrow night. And we will get more into previewing this very big, very big Baltimore series at Yankee Stadium this week. I'm going to try and get to a game. At least I better get my fat ass there. I'm going to be pissed at myself. I'm going to find a way to get to a game or two, although my son's playing football. But like against the speedier teams, I don't know if Stroman and Severino can be the battery. I don't know how much better Wells is at throwing out runners. Now, look, in today's day and age, it's harder to throw out runners than ever. Whether it's the amount of times you can throw over, whether the bases are bigger, whatever the case may be, it's harder than ever to throw out base runners, or at least, you know, in recent memory. And it's a major problem for the New York Yankees, as well as their bullpen. And right now, their bullpen, especially if Clay Holmes is going to blow a save, you'd feel better about it if that didn't just happen. And I still feel pretty damn good about Clay Holmes. I'm not there yet. But the rest of this bullpen, you know, Weaver, who gave up a couple of inherited runs in this game, if he's not on top of his game, the rest of this bullpen is kind of a bunch of guys you don't really know how you feel about right now. Marinaccio was killing it in AAA. We saw him last year have a real good stretch. This year, after, you know, coming back to the team, has been okay at best. Hamilton is not nearly the same pitcher he was last year. Ferguson is not Wandy Peralta coming out on the left side. Gonzalez has been better, I guess, lefty. But right now, this bullpen is, you know, not been great. And Canely has had his moments, but ultimately, he's not someone right now I feel uber confident about. The bullpen is lacking arms. And we talked about this, and this was going to be a place that the Yankees were going to have to address. They have to address their bullpen, and then they have to address first base. And obviously, that's the other story point coming out of this game. Besides being beat by the Red Sox, losing 2 of 3, having 9 stolen bases and Trevino being embarrassed behind the plate, and though Stroman did him no favors, obviously Rizzo leaves the game with a lower arm injury, whatever the hell that means. He took some imaging initially right at Fenway, everything negative, but he's in a bit of pain, and they're going to take more tests. But ultimately, that's a position, a corner infield that we talked about it too. They're going to have to upgrade. And the bottom of the lineup struggled in this game. The game is absolutely, the game is won and lost in the 7th inning. To break down the game, Judge hits the home run. They give up some runs. They have an opportunity to get back into the game in the 7th inning. They have bases loaded, nobody out, after Rizzo runs into the pitcher and hurts himself and gets taken out of the game. And we'll talk about Rizzo in a second. But this game is won and lost in the 7th inning. Bases loaded, nobody out, and right now, I know I've been a defender of Gleyber Torres. I still don't think there's any way to trade him. I don't think it makes sense. I don't know how they do it, and despite what I'm about to say, I don't know if it would be an addition by subtraction type thing, but having said all of that, that freaking at-bat was hideous. That was the worst at bat of the season. Bases loaded, nobody out. The pitcher on the ropes, he works the count to 3-0 and takes 2 fastballs down the middle. And the 3-1, 3-0 I get. But you are down a run with the bases loaded. Down a run with the bases loaded. I understand it's 3-0 and then 3-1. I have got to put the ball in play. I can't strike out. It's the one thing I can't do if I'm Gleyber Torres. I have to tie the game at the bare minimum. He takes 2 fastballs right down the middle. The one, it was a cutter on 3-1. That's the one that bothers me because it's right down the middle. Hit the ball hard somewhere. And then he swings at a slider in the dirt that I don't think was a strike the second it came out of the pitcher's hand. It was an atrocious at-bat followed by a miserable at-bat from Trevino. And then obviously LeMahieu laces one to center field, but ultimately right at the center fielder. And that's where they lost this game. And if you look at it, this lineup had an opportunity with the bases loaded the other day. They came out like gangbusters and scored a bunch of runs in the first game. These two games, the offense didn't come through. And the pitching hasn't been good. And Carlos Rodon is going to be a storyline. I know it heading into the series because he's had 2 bad starts all year. And both of them are in the division, once against the Red Sox and once against Baltimore. So here's the narrative that he doesn't pitch against good teams or important games. And somehow, because the Red Sox won these 2 games, the Red Sox will be thrust into the category of good teams that the Yankees can't beat. If the Yankees beat them and smoke them, the Red Sox are awful this year. Just look at the numbers. They're terrible. They can't hit. They're awful. But because the Red Sox won these 2 games, now the Red Sox are a quality team, and the Yankees don't beat quality teams. But inside the division, they've been bad this year. They have an under 500 record against the American League East, and that has to change as well. And last night, that game is extremely frustrating watching the Red Sox run all over them. Now, everyone seems to think that Boone somehow got outmanaged and Boone had a terrible game. I'm not really sure what you want him to do. Take out, put in Wells and take out your catcher.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean, I suppose he could do that. Stroman's slow to the plate, and he's slow to throwing it. It's a bad combination. And hopefully they learn from it. And if you want to say that's a bad job by him to put it in there against the Red Sox, to put in Stroman and Trevino, fine. I'm open to that because they are both. He's slow to the plate, and Trevino's been awful getting the ball out of his hand from behind home plate, as bad as anyone in baseball. So it's a major problem looking at some of these speedier teams. And yes, Baltimore is one of them. I don't think the Yankees are going to give up 9 stolen bases a game. I don't think this signals to the rest of the American League you can run on the Yankees at will, because a lot of the rotation is left-handed. You're not going to run on Rodon. You're not going to run on Nestor Cortez this way. And Luis Gil's been really quick to home plate, throwing 100 miles an hour. I don't think you can run like this against Luis Gil. Stroman and Trevino are a bad combination that got completely exposed last night. Completely exposed. And that's what this Red Sox team has to do. They're not going to beat you to death. They're not going to knock the ball around the ballpark. They're going to play small ball. They're going to steal bases. They're going to put the ball in play. Devers could beat you like that, but that's about it. But this Yankee team has got to figure out something with the... There's no doubt it's an issue. The bullpen's an issue. Holding runners on is an issue. And now first and third base are an issue as LeMahieu continues to pretty much do nothing. And now Rizzo, who's probably going on the IL. And that's the question. What do the Yankees do in the short term? Now, I would like to see Ben Rice be called up and play a little bit. I think that makes more sense than, say, bringing up someone who's, you know, able to play third base and move LeMahieu over to first, or, you know, that I could see that, because Ben Rice has just been called up to AAA, the catcher slash first base prospect who's killing it offensively down in the minors. I don't know how they're going to handle it, but Rizzo's been a problem, and now we're going to find out if he's injured or not after running into the pitcher and just falling down, which is one of the weird... I'm sorry, the idea that he really hurt himself... He's got to do a better job of learning how to fall, because there's no reason he should be hurt. But anyway, this was an ugly two games against Boston, but we get so hung up on this stuff. It's two games. They're the only team in Major League Baseball with 50 wins. They've beaten the crap out of everybody. The Kansas City Royals are better than the Boston Red Sox. They went into Kansas City and took care of business. The Cleveland Guardians are a better team. They took care of Cleveland. They've won against good teams. This narrative is so dumb. They had two bad games against Boston, no doubt. No doubt. And I understand the news. I saw the Fliegelman sent me the Daily News cover to the back page is going to be, so bad, so bad, so bad. Yeah, we get it. It's a dumb song. But so bad. This Yankee team is now so bad. Please, we got to stop. We got to stop. And stop making everything about Aaron Boone. Did Aaron Boone have a good game? No. Did he have a bad game? What'd he do? They didn't come through with the bases loaded, and the catcher he has in the game on his roster can't throw. What should he have done? Move the mound closer? But this is a big series against Baltimore, and the Yankees have got to figure it out. But Gleyber Torres is a problem. Listen... I've been saying it for a while. I don't know how they move him. Gleyber Torres is on his walk year. No other. I mean, I don't know where you can trade him for anything that will help you. I still think offensively he's kind of come around a little bit over the last 2 weeks. That was a hideous at bat. Hideous. I'm still seething about it. It was a horrendous at bat. But ultimately, I don't know what you do with Gleyber Torres other than ride this thing out for the year and then say goodbye. I don't even think you give him the qualifying offer in fear of him might taking it. Like, I'm done with Gleyber Torres, but I just don't see how they can move him. How do you move a player on a down year who you're going to have to pay next year and get quality back when you have to trade him to a contending team who's not going to want to give you good players? Like, it does, are you going to trade Gleyber Torres for prospects and just move on from him? Because that's really the only way to trade for him. You're not going to trade for him and make this team better. I don't see how that works. You could trade him and try and get prospects. I don't know how high-level prospects you're going to get, but you could try and trade him and get prospects and then just promote from within. Or move LeMahieu to third base and play Cabrera and try and trade for another infielder. I suppose you could do that. I just don't see it. I don't see getting anything for Gleyber Torres right now. But that at-bat was terrible last night. Terrible. And he has been, unfortunately for him, a losing player. He has been. He's been a losing player. He makes mistakes at the worst time. He gives you the worst at-bats at the worst time. He has been an absolute... I mean, from 2019, when he was an all-star, 2019, when Gary Thorne couldn't believe how many home runs he was hitting against Baltimore, he has just been a disappointment. Now, last year, he hit 25 home runs. He had an 800 OPS. He was their best hitter. That guy is just, we've seen him too few and far between. And mix in all the boneheaded stuff and the at-bats he gives you like last night. Now, Stanton's going to give you bad at-bats when he's going through a tough time. Stanton's going to swing at sliders. Stanton's going to swing at pitches in the dirt. Stanton's going to take fastballs down the middle because he's guessing. Like, that's Stanton when he goes through a slump. But at least when Stanton is going well, he can carry you. Stanton can hit some home runs, driving some runs. Gleyber Torres, when he's going well, it's a couple of singles and it's great, but it's just not enough. And that at-bat last night was just, it's the worst at-bat of the year. They had an opportunity to win that game right then and there. The game completely changes if they tie or take the lead. And instead, they lost two games to Boston. But now we head to the biggest series of the year. For me, again, I'm different than most fans, I suppose. These are an easy two games to put away. They have 50 wins. They're 24 games over 500. They've done all of this without Gerrit Cole. The lineup is completely different. I know the bottom of the lineup isn't great. Whose bottom of the lineup is? The middle of this lineup with Juan Soto. This team is completely different. They're the only team in Major League Baseball with 50 wins. They're in first place, and they're heading into a huge series against Baltimore. So for me, you can call me up at 888-808-1019 and tell me how all these things carry over. The ugliness of this game is something other teams will latch onto. Boston has given a playbook on how to beat the Yankees or other nonsense you want to talk about. The fact of the matter is the season starts anew on Tuesday. And they're going to have to only a game and a half up on this Baltimore team that doesn't freaking lose and took 3 out of 4 from Philadelphia. They're going to have to find a way to play their best baseball in this series against Baltimore because you can't follow it up. You can't follow up those two losses in Boston and fall out of first place. The Yankees need to hold on to first place. This will be a huge series for them coming up. But ultimately, yesterday was just a poorly played game. It happens. They play 162 of them.